candidates than allowed. Remember, you count. Be sure to vote on Election Day, Tuesday, June 3rd. Brought to you by the LA County Registrar Recorder County Clerk, with funding from the Help America Vote Act. For further assistance, log on to lavote.net or call 800-815-2666.
My HD radio has multiple personality disorder. One minute it's like, I'm so hip-hop. And then it's all, look at me, I'm new country. Oh, now I'm the all-primate channel. If you go to the store, you'll find HD radios in the car audio department, home theater department, clock radio aisle, MP3 aisle. It's like I can't decide who it really is. I'm taking it to see one of my therapists.
HD radio receivers are all over Best Buy and Crutchfield.com. 100% free HD radio at HDradio.com. It's time to upgrade.
This slice of FM Talk is powered by Heineken USA. Please visit EnjoyHeinekenResponsibly.com. Heineken USA Inc., White Plains, New York.
KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show morning.
Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Bud Light Lime. One sip and you'll find the summer state of mind. It's in the lime.
It's time now for the Dr. Amron Show, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron with Carrie Kasem on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Nice music, catfish. Let's get this thing started right. This is the Dr. David Amron Show. We're here to talk about liposuction, anything liposuction, and he is the guru to the stars. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. David Amron the liposuction guru to the stars. He's a fellow American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, a board-certified dermatologic surgeon. The only surgery, cosmetic surgery, that Dr. David Amron does is liposuction. Dr. David Amron.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good.
So I was off last week.
Yes, you were.
I was in Vegas.
Your partner was here, Dr. Paul Nassif.
That's right. You did
he
a good
was.
Job. You know,
he
I heard
did.
I heard the show because I got back on Sunday about 11 o'clock, and I tuned in.
Wow. Yeah, for the first time being on air and doing a radio show, he did very well.
He did well.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was quite technical at times. I mean, yeah. I don't know if he lost people, but it was good. He focused on rhinoplasty nose jobs.
People
speaks
missed
well.
You. They called up, and they're like, who's this guy? Where's the liposuction guy? I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Vegas was nice.
Yeah.
But what's with this wacky weather?
Earthquake weather, my friend. Earthquake weather.
This is not earthquake weather. No. It's dry, warm weather,
weird,
isn't it?
Yeah, but it goes on and off. Like the
oh, is
before
that it?
China, before China got hit with the earthquake, I just read this article. They said that it was very hot and really weird and spooky weather. You know, just really hot all of a sudden. Said that the cats and dogs started acting weird. The rats and mice all scattered. This is really weird. I mean, it's on Yahoo. So if you want to read this article, look up animals and earthquakes. And it said the horses and the cows in their pastures started trying to break out, trying to get out. And then the earthquake hit. And right after the earthquake stopped, it got cold and windy.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
There were tornadoes
yeah.
a few days ago also.
It's just weird weather.
But I'm telling you, I think that things are changing. I think that there is this global warming thing that's now starting to affect
I don't know if
us.
I believe in global warming because it's happened through for millions of years. Even global warming, people will tell you that.
That is true.
I just believe that we have too much pollution in the air and in our water system and in the ground. So I'm all for the global warming movement because I'm sick of all the pollution. But I don't know if we're really causing it to go faster because it's always been like that for years and years.
Well, they say in the next 10 years, there's going to be a lot of things defined with regard to that.
Oh, sure.
Whether or not it seriously is happening or
sure.
not.
Sure. I mean, I think it's going to happen whether or not we have cars or not. It's going to happen. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But Vegas was nice. It's so crowded, Vegas. It's just so packed. I hadn't been there
yes,
in a few years. I saw the new Wynn. I guess it's not so new anymore.
I can't believe you like said that. It's
Why?
Always packed. Vegas,
yeah.
that strip is, I mean, there's so many people.
But I arrived
the time.
On a weekday, and yeah. it was like Wednesday, and it was like packed everywhere.
Yeah.
The clubs were packed.
Yeah.
So I went with a group of people, which I was included in, about 20 people, these couples who are really into vintage cars. And
cool.
Yeah, they go to these vintage car shows, one specifically called Russo and Steele. I'll do a little plug for it, which is great. And buy very expensive cars. You know, the vintage car market has gone crazy.
Oh, did
and
the
especially
car auctions.
For the especially for the American muscle
yeah,
cars.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to one a couple years ago and there were cars selling between like $700,000 and $2 million that just blew my mind.
I can usually refer to the auction that I watch on television with these muscle cars and the American cars and the
right.
whole, and I cannot think of it. Do you know Catfish? I don't know. It's a show on television. You watch it, and these pristine cars that people have kept. I mean, like they drove them off the lot, drove them into garage, mm-hmm. and then 50 years later, selling them in their perfect condition.
Yeah,
and a lot of stuff that Shelby has worked on,
right.
and I mean the new Shelby Mustang.
Right.
They auctioned that off. I mean, it was a brand new car. It wasn't even, but it was the first in the lot of the ones that they're going to sell. Just a regular car went for something. I mean, like $500,000-$600,000. It was unbelievable.
These people I went with though were so, I mean, very well to do because they buy. Lots of these cars. I mean, I own like one or maybe two cars. They buy lots of cars and have what's called stables of cars. But they were so nice. They were so humble, these people. And it was so inspiring because they were a little older than myself.
Right.
And they really knew how to have fun. And they were humble and they never seemed like they had money.
Well, so were you. And you've got money and you've got more than one car. You've got three or four cars and you have a huge house. And you, what are you talking about?
All
You're
right,
the same
right.
kind of person. Okay, this is a liposuction show. It's not a car show, unfortunately. I'd love to talk cars and liposuction. But, you know, we're not going to, right?
Okay,
unless it's four GTs and Carrera GTs.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay, on to medical stuff.
All right, fine.
So let me tell you who I am. My name is Dr. David Amron. I specialize in liposuction. I have a practice in Beverly Hills. For about 14 years, I've been practicing now. I began this show. It was called Dr. Amron's Body Talk, but apparently we cannot use that name anymore.
No, hopefully we will.
And
go
it's
back
called the
it.
Dr. Amron Hour. And it's about liposuction, but I try to make it much more than that. And I try to make it more about just being really good at what one does and taking a lot of care and pride in what one does and providing good service. And the show very much is about educating, like I say, and clarifying and demystifying. And I try to target what I refer to as aggressive, deceitful, dishonest marketing because I find it just to be very uncool. I think it misleads people. People put their expectations into it. They spend money. And they many times find themselves in situations where they're not getting the best care with things. And that's really, really one of my goals of the show is to really counteract that. And we're going to talk today about one particular thing that happened with a caller that called in a couple weeks ago. They came and saw me the week after she called in. And it's a very interesting story, and I think there's a lot to learn from it. And she's a very sweet woman, and I think she has a lot of... just a person that struck me having a lot of integrity with things,
right,
but she was really not handled the right way. And I want to talk about that a little bit because I want to make things clear to people. I want to really, and I think she does too, have people avoid the same type of thing go on again.
I just, you know, it was a couple weeks ago that we did hear Debbie call in and talk about this. And I remember listening to her story and almost wanting to say, you know, this is something that you need to, you know, I mean, I don't want to say sue him, but my gosh, you don't want this guy to do what he has done to you to somebody else. And how do you stop that? I mean, I know you would never say that. You would never say, you know, take legal action. I know you. But how do you stop doctors from mutilating their patients?
Well, you know, that 2 weeks ago when we were talking about it and she called in, I remember I was talking about the position many times I'm in where I see people with a bad result. And it's sometimes very difficult for me to choose my words on, I want to care for them, that's my main goal. I don't want to make them feel worse or feel badly about things, but on the other hand, I want to be straightforward and honest with them, and I want to guide them. I don't necessarily want to encourage them to take legal action or report the doctor to the medical board. On the other hand, I got to tell you that I think that things are going on, and care is given in many, many ways, which is substandard, and I think that it should... There should be something done about it. And I think that when practitioners are not doing things the right way or against standards of care, people should speak up about it. You know, traditionally doctors don't like to put down other doctors, and I'm not here to do that. But I want people to get smart about things and to, you know, like I always said, you know, when you're choosing something for cosmetic, you know, a cosmetic surgery, really do your legwork, you know, your homework and research things and educate yourself and don't just respond to an advertisement. And make sure who you're going to is a person that's going to care for you the best way, and to stop choosing a machine or technology. I keep on trying to drive that point home. We're going to talk about that with this person's story.
There's a 1 in 4 revision rate, correct, for liposuction?
I looked at a lot of studies, and I found that, well, first of all, liposuction is the highest cosmetic surgery, the most popular cosmetic surgery in the U.S. It's been that way for many years. And it has the highest, if not one of the highest revision rates of about 1 in 4 nationally.
And yours is 1 in 1,000.
Mine's about 1 in 1,000, probably 1 in 800 to 1 in 1,000.
Why is it that you can get it right, you know, and maybe, you know, have a complication 1 in 1,000 patients, but most doctors 1 in 4?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to a few things. First of all, it's taking a lot of pride in what I do, but more specifically, in the evaluation process, it's being very good in terms of who truly is a good candidate and paying attention to, you know, when liposuction should be done and targeting areas of genetic disproportion. But then, probably the most important factor is just good technique. Yeah. And like I've said, liposuction is about really about good technique. It's about not about the machine you're using. In many ways, I compare it to a good haircut because people can relate to that. A good haircut is much more about the skills, eyes, artistry of the person doing it, and much less about exactly what scissors they're using. Right. And most cosmetic surgery is really the same way, too.
Right. And they prove that time and time again on those hair shows. And this is going taking a little off topic, but on these hair shows, they will give people knives to cut with. They'll give them garden shears. They'll do it. And they'll say, okay, now we want this haircut with this. And most of the time, if they're good enough hairdresser, they will cut it exactly. Didn't matter what kind of scissors they had. Mm. So it's very true. You hear this smart lipo, the laser lipo, these vaser lipos. You hear all this different kind of technology, and it doesn't matter. It's all liposuction. And you hear, well, it's not liposuction. It's liposculpture. Same thing. It's liposuction, and it's who you have doing it. Now, Dr. David Amron, the only surgery he does is liposuction. You don't want to go to somebody that's like, okay, we're going to do your breasts. We're going to give you, you know, an eye lift. We're going to do this. Hey, and I'll throw in some liposuction. Mm-hmm. No, run. Turn around and run. You don't want somebody doing liposuction on you that is really not, first of all, board certified or is not an expert in it. Now, if you want to check out Dr. David Amron, there's video on the site. It's called expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. You can take a look at how he approaches surgery. And there's videos showing you. There's also before and after. And all of your surgeries, in fact, most of them are done under local anesthesia, which means you're not out. He doesn't put you out. You're not asleep. And I know I've had it done. Dr. Amron's been my doctor for 8 years. I send everybody to him because I believe in his integrity, in his work, and who he is as a person. And that's why I'm doing the show with him, because I really feel in my heart of hearts that I've seen so many friends of mine who have modeled, who've been in that, who've been destroyed by liposuction. Mm-hmm. A playmate, I'm not going to mention her by name, really had a really bad surgery, had liposuction, and had these like indentations all running down her leg and her stomach, destroyed her stomach. And this is somebody you'd think would go to the best of the best, but, you know, picked out the cheapest of the cheapest and said, oh, you know, he's going to do my breasts and throw in liposuction. Well, it destroyed her body and she had to have revision surgery. So I really think that if you're going to do liposuction, please, please check your doctor out. Make sure you know who you're going to. See the before and after shots that he's done. Check him out on the board of, you can go to...
Well, you know, it's very difficult to, like I've always said, find your way to the right person.
Sure.
And this is a whole very interesting thing. I mean, it's not always a person who another doctor refers you to, because many times they'll refer to their friends. It's another doctor who's not necessarily the doctor who's been in practice for 25 years. Not necessarily the doctor who's in Beverly Hills, who has a radio show, who's been on television, whose friends said, you know, you should go see this guy because two of my friends had it done. It's very hard to know who's consistently nailing it. But, you know, you brought up a few very important points.
Before you go into the points, I want to give the number out because we have been on for 12 minutes. I haven't given the number. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you're concerned about some of the liposuction you have had, and maybe, you know, it's knotty, it's hard, it's anything, something that you're thinking about getting a revision surgery. If you're thinking for the first time, hey, I've got love handles, hey, my thighs, I have something under my chin, the men's breasts?
Gynecomastia.
That's for the men that have breasts.
Male chest.
If you're thinking about that, call in. It's a free consultation on air with one of the best doctors, I think, in the country dealing with liposuction. You can call us here. We are live. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710.
Yeah. So I was just going to say that, you know, what you were saying was that, you know, talking about these places that advertise and try to pull you in. You know, I think one of the trends that I have seen, and I'm actually trying to you know, support, is to find really a super specialist in a particular area.
Right.
It's very hard to be a jack of all trades and be outstanding at everything. And the more horizontal the care gets with many of these places, I think that the quality suffers. So if you can find somebody who focuses in a particular thing and builds most of their practice on that one surgery, generally it's going to be a cut above. But, you know, sometimes not always. Sometimes I think there's deceitful marketing that go on with people that market themselves that way, too, because they realize that's the way to market themselves, and they're not necessarily the best.
That's really hard. You know, it's like you get on air and you say, well, this, then, okay, well, I'll go to somebody who's a specialist. Then you say, well, they might not be. They might just market themselves that way.
Sometimes that's the case.
I mean, I know you're good. I know my friends have gone to know you're good. People who have, you know, dealt with you in your practice know you're phenomenal. How do other people find out whether their doctor, whether it's here in Los Angeles or, you know, they're listening to us on the web in Nebraska, how do they find out if their doctor is really top notch?
You know, it's a tough one. I mean, there's a lot of, commonly the first thing it says is find a board certified specialist.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I mean that's important to a certain degree. But that's not the only thing. Sometimes there are people that just haven't got their board certification who are doing very good work. And there are many people who are board certified that I think are doing lousy work with things. So that's not always the most important thing. It's very difficult. You know, I just think the more you can educate yourself, listen to shows like this, hopefully, get on sometimes chat rooms. I think the chat rooms are very good. I'm the expert for liposuction for a chat room called Make Me Heal, one of the biggest chat rooms that I think is a very good chat room. And there's an exchange of information between patients, and doctors will typically advise. That I think is a good thing to do. See a few doctors. Don't just necessarily see one doctor. Don't be impulsive. Take your time in terms of doing your research and finding your way to the truth with things, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. So those things are very important. But, you know, when we come back, you know, and I know we got to take a break in a few minutes here, I want to talk about Debbie's case. And,
sure.
I asked Debbie this last week if it would be okay if I talk about it on air. Of course, I'm not going to mention specifically who she is, but I want to kind of go through what she went through as a way for people to, like, learn about things. So when we come back, I'm gonna do that. But what else? Because we got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, what else? Here, you know what? I'm going to talk about something I saw. I was actually on Yahoo this morning, because I have Yahoo Mail, and I'm doing my mail, and I click off, I sign out, and all of a sudden, what pops up? But this ad, and I know we like to do the deceptive ad of the week, and I think I literally found it this morning. It says, "So long, cellulite, contours and shapes for a sexier look." Now, let me say that again. Contours and shapes for a sexy look. I don't understand how they can get away with this and how they're not fined, because I don't see how a lotion.
Oh, it's a lotion.
Oh, yeah. A lotion can contour or shape. I mean, what are you going to do? Take that lotion. If it was that potent and it could shape my body, wouldn't we be in trouble if I rubbed too much on one leg and one leg got smaller, or I put it, you know, on my stomach and my stomach, you know, got weird? And I don't understand. It's so deceptive.
It's crazy.
It's so deceptive. So it's.
But, you know, it's a cosmetic. It still falls into that category. I don't believe that is under FDA scrutiny, and they can make claims many times. Which is just insane that a lotion would do that. It's a real snake oil, obviously.
It really is. It says reduces the appearance of cellulite. Could maybe help. Yeah, plump up the skin a bit. And I've known lotions and gels to do that. But the minute you stop using it, it comes right back.
Yeah.
Makes skin smoother and improves appearance of skin tone, contours, and shapes for a sexier look.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is so blatantly ridiculous that I think everybody would hopefully realize that.
I don't think so.
But, you know, there are many more subtle ways of the ads being seductive, what I call like liposuction versus liposeduction.
Right.
And that's the problem I have with things like LipoZap and Mesotherapy and LipoDissolve, that they represent themselves as being better than liposuction. Or why get surgery when you can have some injections done to melt fat away, which works better than liposuction? That's the real insulting thing I find, because I focus and specialize on this. I've done this for 14 years, and it would be very easy for me to incorporate that in my practice, and I don't, nor does do the other experts in the country that focus on this. So
we got to take a quick break. This is the Dr. David Amron Show. When we come back, Dr. Amron's going to talk about a story, a caller that called in a couple weeks ago. You want to hear this, especially if you're going to get liposuction or if you've had bad liposuction. This story will sadden and anger you.
Or really any cosmetic surgery, any because hopefully there's a lot to be learned from this story.
So you got to stay tuned.
Give me the number. Give me the number.
I'm going to. If you have any questions, you can give us a call here. We are live, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. If you don't want to call into the show, you want to make an appointment with Dr. Amron, you can call 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467 or go to expertliposuction.com. This is the Dr. David Amron Show on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
KLSX, free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
All right, you've got an internet connection, which means you've got your very own restaurant connection. So train your fingers to type up yourrestaurantconnection.com at the first signs of hunger. YourRestaurantConnection.com can hook you up with Zagat preferred restaurants along with other great choices. Plus, you can get menus and online reservations for restaurants throughout SoCal and even Las Vegas. Remember, it's YourRestaurantConnection.com, powered by the LA Weekly and the Word Chefs, right here at 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
It's Beer Talk, where we talk about all things Miller Lite, the beer that perfectly combines taste and refreshment. I'm Bottle, and this is my frosty Miller Lite compadre, Can. Say hello, Can.
Hello, Can.
Can laughter.
Can't help myself.
Anyway, today we have with us our hero and the man who made us the beer we are today, Mr. Miller Lite Brewmaster. Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Big fan of the show.
So, what were you thinking when you created our beautiful golden liquid?
Well, I wanted to make a light beer that gave people the perfect combination of taste and refreshment. And not to mention only 96 calories and only 3.2 carbs. I'm very proud of both of you.
But who do you like better, me or Bottle?
I can't answer that, Can.
Did you just say Can?
Can, please, I'm trying to interview
him. I'm his favorite, deal with it.
This has been another episode of Beer Talk, brought to you by the light beer with only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. Miller Lite, the ultimate light beer. Per 12-ounce bottle, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
All right, Big Poppy, don't swing.
Ortiz swings.
Like telling pros what to do? Then go to sfcallyourshot.com, where State Farm is giving a fan a chance to stand at home plate and tell David Ortiz where to hit one before the 2008 State Farm Home Run Derby.
Mr. Ortiz, could you homer to right?
You also get a trip for four to New York and the 2008 Major League All-Star Week. Enter today at sfcallyourshot.com.
Where hitting the town meets calling Poppy Shot, I'm there.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. And 62408 Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. For official rules, visit sfcallyourshot.com.
97.1!
Washington, D.C., how may I direct your call?
Congress, please.
One moment.
Hello, is this Congress?
Speaking.
Whoa, this is the entire Congress.
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Man, you guys make so many laws. I don't know how you do it.
How can we help you?
Well, June 21st is officially the first day of summer, right?
Yeah.
How about we bump that up to, like, now?
Are you crazy? Why?
Because I just hit the REI store, and summer's basically here. I mean, June 21st? People are already out there cycling, camping, paddling, and stuff right now.
Uh-huh.
So you guys want to write up one of those bill things and take a half day? Go hiking or something. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. I'm voting for all of you next time.
REI, your one-stop shop for summer adventure.
Hurry in today and save up to 30% on select outdoor gear, apparel, and footwear. Visit one of REI's 7 greater Los Angeles locations or shop REI.com.
Oh, I see you've got the grill going.
Yeah, it's all fired up.
Yeah, well, the Hendersons just called and said they can come after all.
Terrific.
All 12 of them.
Hey, that's no problem.
Oh, and your brother is bringing his in-laws and their parents.
The more the merrier. You know, what starts as a small holiday get-together always seems to grow into a big holiday event. But I don't sweat it. Not since I got smart and started going to Smart and Final. Not only do you save time, you save money. Where else can you get quality meat, ribs, and chicken at really reasonable prices? You can't beat the deli salads, chips and dip, and desserts from Smart and Final. Not to mention the incredible assortment of beverages.
Oh, and honey, my sister is feeling better, so they're coming.
Terrific.
With the triplets.
The triplets? Hey, bring them on!
Now through May 27th, get Smart Advantage savings on Budweiser, Miller, or Coors 30-pack, $15.99 plus CRV limit 10. Family-sized Lay's or Ruffles, just $2.99. Farmer John Meat Wieners, 3 pounds, only $2.99 at Smart and Final.
What if your radio was a newspaper? Ew.
Dude, check out this talk show.
What talk show?
Shut up and read.
Caller says, "Hi, Tom. I'm angry at my girlfriend." Tom interrupts, "How old are you?" Caller says, "What difference does it make?" Tom more pointed says, "A lot."
Wow.
Good thing your radio's still a radio.
Radio!
Temperatures rising and the prices are starting to fall.
Sitting Safe Memorial Sale.
The markdowns are huge and Irwin's starting to ball.
Sitting Safe Memorial Sale.
We're talking wave after wave of totally awesome deals.
Sitting Safe.
You'll shout for joy and to squeal.
It's Sit and Sleep's Memorial Sale. Get the lowest prices of the year on the largest selection in the USA with queen-size sets from Simmons, Sealy, Springer, and Miralux. Selling elsewhere for up to $6.99, now on sale at Sit and Sleep for just $3.87. Buy now and with your good credit, pay nothing till 2010. That's over 500 nights with no payments and no interest. Plus, get free local delivery and even a free bed frame.
This is gonna be the sale that puts Irwin 6 feet under.
You're killing me, Larry! Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Coming soon to Redlands.
Ah, spring is in the air, and Pechanga Resort and Casino is celebrating by giving away $10,000 every day in May. Club members will have 13 chances to win $500 or $1,000 every day just by using their club card to earn entries. Drawings are hourly all day long, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And just think, with over $300,000 in cash to give away, you could be on your way to a much greener life. So stop by and play every day in May, and you could be one of the hundreds of winners in the $10,000 a day in May giveaway. See Club at Pechanga booth for complete details.
The South Bay's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1 The FM talk station.
This is the Dr. Amron Show. You may have seen him on the Discovery Channel, the Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, BBC, Channel 2, Fox Good Day LA, Women to Women, KCAL 9, Extra, Inside Edition. I could keep going. VH1, you're on my show. You may have heard his name there. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, a board-certified dermatologic surgeon. The only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction. And we are taking all of your questions today. You can call us, 888-520-9710.
Man, I love that blues in the background with the intro. It's great.
You know, Gilbert, need to bring your own guitar in here.
Yeah, Gilbert, who was that? Who was that?
That was John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
Oh, was, yeah, of course, 1966.
Why don't you play your own blues? You can.
I can, but
Just bring it in. Come on, we'll have a little jam at the beginning of the show. All right, before we get into the Debbie story, and you're going to want to hear this story. It's about a woman who went to a doctor, and I want to say got butchered. And if she's listening, she's going to say,
Debbie last week, yeah. and I... Well, we'll get into the whole thing, okay?
This is a story you want to hear before you go into any kind of surgery. So we're going to take a couple calls, and then we're going to go into the story about Debbie. Linda in Irvine, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi. You guys have a really good show. Carrie,
thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Dr. Amron. Yeah, y'all have really good energy. I love your show.
Yeah, and thanks for listening, I got to tell you, because, you know, it's Memorial Day, and I don't know who the hell is listening out there, I got to tell you.
Usually we're loaded
with calls, and it's been very sparse today. So, you know, it's thanks for listening.
People are partying, that, just like you. They wouldn't have woken up either.
It's actually a great show. I have a two-part question.
Yes.
Number one, I'm considering liposuction on my hips, mm-hmm. which is probably a popular area for women.
Correct.
First, how long is recovery so it's not noticeable, say, for people I work with? Because obviously I don't want to make it obvious. And the second is question is, what would you say, Dr. Amron, makes your service better than lots of people out there?
Okay. Mm. Well, good questions. I like the second question, but very, both good questions. You know, the first question about recovery, I can answer it in a very general way, and I can be more specific about the way in which I do it. But, you know, in general with liposuction, the recovery is generally not very long. I kind of separate this procedure into two ways of doing it, general anesthesia and local anesthesia. And first of all, I'm going to tell you, you should ideally go on my website.
Okay. What is your website?
ExpertLiposuction.com. As a start to educating yourself, because there's a lot of good information, and then continue learning about this procedure. But what I stress on my website, the way in which I perform this procedure, is under local anesthesia. I've done it for 14 years. I feel, personally, it's a far superior way to do this under local anesthesia. I can certainly do it under general, but it's not as good of a procedure
in my experience. Let's clarify what local is. What's the difference?
Okay.
Too.
Yeah. So local is putting fluid under your fat while essentially you're awake. And it's very tolerable. It's not very uncomfortable during the numbing process. And then during the liposuction, you feel nothing whatsoever. But it has three advantages. Number one, it's essentially completely safe. There's never been a death under local anesthesia in over 20 years and over a million patients when done properly. Lipo in general specifically has had a lot of problems. It has about a 1 in 5,000 mortality rate. So it's definitely much safer. It's also a cleaner, gentler way to do it under local. The local helps prep the area, allows much more pure fat removal, very little bleeding, much less bruising, much faster healing. You walk at half an hour later feeling great. You take a 2-mile walk the next day. You're back to work in usually a couple days. You wear a garment for about 10 days full time, and then 10 days, 12 hours a day, either daytime or nighttime, you can choose. You start working out whenever you feel like it. So that is my answer when people say, when can I exercise? Whatever feels okay. I actually feel that exercise to some degree promotes healing. So if you feel in a few days later you want to go to the gym and it's not uncomfortable, God bless you. I think it's a good thing to do. In terms of results, though, usually after about 2 or 3 weeks, you're looking quite a bit better than before the surgery. The way I do it, you get very little bleeding and bruising, very little discomfort. Only about 1 in 10 of patients of mine take pain medications after the surgery. But typically, it takes a few weeks to really see the results, and then your final result is usually within a few months. So that's hopefully that answers that question about recovery the way I do it.
Real quick, because yeah. I had it done right there too. I had I literally went to work the next day and I never took a pain med. So just so you know, that's an area that I did have done, and there was very little pain.
Wow, yeah. Very good.
So let me go on to number three. That was the first two advantages of local anesthesia. The third advantage, most people don't really think about this. Lipo is a very different sort of surgery. It's not a cutting and sewing surgery. It is a contouring and sculpting procedure. And positioning is extremely important. I'm just a nut in terms of meticulous positioning because it allows proper contouring and sculpting. When you're under general anesthesia, you're lying there as basically dead weight with loose, flaccid muscle tone, and it's impossible to get proper positioning. And then what happens? The surgeon many times, or inevitably, pokes or jabs your skin from underneath or rasps the skin, and you get unevenness and irregularities. And I think that's what contributes to a bad result. So that's the way in which I do this procedure. So that answers that part of it. Why, I guess, go to me? Is that your next question?
Well, what makes your service better, would you say? I mean, yeah.
Well, you know, I have a lot of confidence in myself and how I do this procedure. I'm also very humble, so it's hard for me to really toot my own horn too much.
I can do it for you.
But Carrie can do it. But I'm just, first of all, I specialize in this procedure. I've done it for 14 years. I just care so much about getting it right the first time and having a happy patient. And it begins with good communication like we're having right now. And it then proceeds to a good evaluation in terms of who is a good candidate for liposuction. And my philosophy is it's only really about targeting areas of genetic disproportion. So it's a tool to balance your body out. So again, it's It's being very clear who's a good candidate, who's not a good candidate, and also being honest in terms of a person who is not a good candidate, which might surprise you because it's not about being overweight. If one is overweight and proportionate and you do liposuction on one or two areas, you then throw them out of balance in proportion. And then lastly, I'm just meticulous in terms of technique, and my revision rate's about 1 in 1,000. So I almost never have to go back in and make corrections. And if I ever do, it's usually a pretty minor thing. Naturally, it's about 1 in 4. And I can go on from there, but you know, I sometimes feel uncomfortable in terms of tooting my own horn too much.
Let me toot it for you. I mean, this is the only cosmetic surgery he does, and he gets it right. I mean, 1 out of 1,000 revision rate is fantastic compared to the national rate, which is 1 in 4. But what I want you to do is take a look at expertliposuction.com. It's really a comprehensive site that he's written about liposuction, and it takes you through the procedures, what procedures, also videos on showing you his technique and how he does liposuction. It's a pretty amazing site for anybody considering liposuction or revision surgery. It's expertliposuction.com. Let me also give you the number to the office if you want to, if you mention 97.1, you get a complimentary consultation. And the number 310-275-2467. Once again, and for anyone else listening, 310-275-2467.
But Linda, I want to tell you, the main goal of the show and why I began this show is really to just dispense good information and what I think in many ways is the truth with regard to this procedure and clarify a lot of misunderstandings. And that's my main goal, not to just toot my own horn or to make myself necessarily look good.
But there are people definitely waiting for the Debbie story. And Linda, you got to take a listen to this one too. So thank you so much for calling in, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to be calling you. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Have a good weekend. Well, you know, Carrie, we've got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, so let's
and this
start the story.
No, I don't think so. I think
we're
going to
make people wait again?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, let's start the story. Okay, let's begin the story. So I do a lot of revision work, as I've said. I have people fly in from around the country and around the world for me to either do liposuction or to revise liposuction. And many times it's a very difficult thing to do. In almost all cases, I can make a great improvement, but usually it's hard to make it as good as I would be able to have made it the first time in there. So a couple weeks ago, I was talking about revision surgery and about bad results from other doctors, and Debbie called in. And Debbie, there's a lot to learn from the experience that she is going through. And she responded to an advertisement in one of the local papers that we all know, which is what I call a very horizontal type of ad.
Right.
It was by a clinic, like a Medispa type of clinic that was a vein clinic. Mm. Okay, I'm not going to mention which one.
Right.
That marketed and advertised everything, basically.
Right.
Laser hair removal, fillers, Restylane, Juvederm, Botox, liposuction, vein treatments, skin rejuvenation, skincare products. And she went in looking for Botox to be done, and I think she had Botox done, and at that time mentioned, you know, or asked a question to the nurse about liposuction, and the nurse said, the doctor is phenomenal, he's great, you really should do it, this and that. And basically, I think fairly hard sold her on getting liposuction, and I think that day signed up for liposuction with the doctor. And
without seeing a doctor?
I don't know. In this case, I mean, that unfortunately has gone on. If you
right.
ever are signing up for cosmetic surgery and you haven't met the doctor, to me that's a huge red flag in terms of evaluation, because if he's not evaluating you, that's not right.
Right.
No, I think that he did evaluate her. But the staff said, he'd been doing it for many years, he's amazing, he's fantastic, and he does smart liposuction, which I've kind of talked about my feelings about people not choosing a technology machine, much more about it being in the hands of the surgeon. And she signed up for it and then went home and started having second thoughts about it, and then called up and wanted to cancel her surgery.
And we're going to take the story from there as soon as we take just a couple minutes. I know. Just a couple minutes. You have to hear what happened to Debbie.
Mid-sentence, you got me.
I did get you. I had to cut you off.
Okay.
But we have some nice music. There we go. You are listening to the Dr. David Amron Hour. This is a liposuction show. If you have any questions at all concerning liposuction you've had, or liposuction you want to get, give us a call. That's 888-520-9710, 888-520-9710, and check out expertliposuction.com. This is the Dr. David Amron Hour. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
You know the old chestnut, together we can move mountains? What a useless phrase. We don't need to move any mountains. Mountains should stay put. In fact, we should probably be working together to not move mountains. Let's think of some better phrases, ones that don't imply that being successful means devastating the landscape. How about something like, together we can move mountains of trash that have piled up near the old docks? Or maybe, together we can drink these two beers I just suddenly got. Or how about simply share the good? That one's nice. And guess what? It works perfectly with delicious bottles of Heineken Premium Light. Now you've got a hot new phrase, a couple of icy cold Heineken Premium Lights, and a new friend to drink with. It's like killing three birds with one mountain. Heineken Premium Light. Share the good.
Enjoy Heineken Light responsibly. Heineken Premium Light Lager Beer, Heineken USA, Inc., White Plains, New York. Visit sharethegood.com.
Okay, honey, I got some good news and some bad news. Which do you want to hear first?
No contest. I'll go with the good news.
Okay, right now, Honda is offering some incredible deals on all Accord and Civic models.
Really?
Yeah, and with gas prices being what they are, I think we should take a look.
Well, Hondas are supposed to be pretty fuel efficient.
Pretty fuel efficient? Hello? Try one of the most fuel efficient car companies in America.
Oh, do these incredible deals also apply to the Civic Hybrid?
Well, they've got very impressive financing on the Civic Hybrid, which makes those 45 miles per gallon sound even sweeter. So let's get going.
Okay, wait a minute, champ. What's the bad news?
Oh, we can wait.
This is not good. Wait for what, like a train or something? I think this involves your parents, doesn't it?
Well, maybe, but that and possibly a little trip, but it can wait.
Go see what's happening at your Honda dealer. It's all good news.
EPA estimated highway mileage per gallon for the Civic Hybrid. Used for comparison, actual mileage may vary. Manufacturer efficiency claim based on model year 2006 CAFE average fuel economy ratings and weighted sales for passenger car and light truck fleets sold in the U.S. by major manufacturers.
Skip and Steve Robbins for Robbins Brothers' new MSID Diamond.
Hey, Skip, what if Robbins Brothers' new MSID Diamond stood for Mighty Sparkly Ingenious Design?
I think the inventor would prefer something else. After all, it's Mr. Smith's Incredible Diamond, a patented cut that creates a diamond up to 15% bigger and far brighter than normal diamonds for about the same price.
But MSID?
Mr. Smith's Incredible Diamond.
So, mysterious superhuman inventor dude is out?
Learn more at RobbinsBrothers.com.
Welcome, mainlander, to Islands, Fine Burgers and Drinks, simple stories about modern life. Storyteller?
Mainlander always wondered why they called it Islands, Fine Burgers and Drinks. Then one day, Blue Nami Burgers began calling to him. How about a fresh ground beef patty, mainlander, smothered in crumbled blue cheese and red onions? And Mai Tais teased, wouldn't a cold fruit-filled umbrella drink sound good right about now? Wouldn't it, Mainlander? Mainlander, 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 Mainlander? Till eventually Mainlander screamed, fine, burgers and drinks, you win, I'll go to Islands. Now, Mainlander knows.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, storyteller, if you say so. When burgers and drinks start talking to you, just take a few deep breaths and then head to Islands. It's that simple. Islands, fine burgers and drinks. Oh, I get it now, storyteller. Very clever. Mainlanders, welcome.
What are you doing right now? Are you in the car on the way to your office or to an appointment? Are you behind the counter, in the stockroom, or in the corner office? Because what you're doing right now, no matter where you're doing it, can have a profound impact on how people perceive you, whether or not they call you. They call you. Hit your website or come into your business. Because what you're doing right now is listening to the radio. To the radio. And each week in the United States, over 90% of people over the age of 12 do the exact same thing. How far will you go? How far will you go to get your message to them? With over 100
140 of the nation's hottest stations.
On air and online, CBS Radio is the best way to reach your customers and take your business to new heights. CBS Radio, how far will you go?
Maximize your business in 2008 by getting on board 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station. Call our sales manager, Dave Severino, at 323-930-7350. 323-930-7350. And make 2008 the year you finally put radio to work for you.
Auto Nation is proud to announce that Power Ford in Valencia is not the number one dealer in Southern California. Not the biggest, not the closest, and not the prettiest. They're not sitting around polishing trophies at Power Ford. No, they're polishing powerful new Mustangs, fuel-efficient Focuses, and hybrid escape SUVs. At Power Ford in Valencia, not being number one means the pressure is off. You're not going to get hammered, hosed, or gouged. Not being number one means they'll help you get into the Ford you want at a payment you can afford. In fact, the only thing number one at Power Ford in Valencia is the new microwave in the break room. Oh, is it a beauty? Oh, and you. So buy your next Ford from Power Ford in Valencia. Call 800-690-FORD. That's 800-690-F-O-R-D. Or go online to powerfordautos.com.
Someday, perhaps scientists will discover a big ball of electricity somewhere that will solve the world's energy problems. But today, energy isn't limitless, so you can start conserving more of it by talking to a Wells Fargo banker about a home equity loan or line of credit. A Wells Fargo home equity account can be perfect for helping to make cost-saving, energy-efficient home improvements. You'll get retailer discounts on efficient appliances, remodeling tips, and other benefits to make your home a greener home. So talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
This is the Dr. David Amron Show. I'm Carrie Kasem, and we are taking all questions, all calls on liposuction today. Dr. Amron is a board-certified dermatologic surgeon whose only cosmetic surgery is liposuction. That's right. He is an expert at liposuction. Thus, his website, expertliposuction.com. I suggest if you are interested in liposuction, you log on to that. Check it out. Very comprehensive. Also, videos showing him doing liposuction and what you would go through, and walks you through everything. That's expertliposuction.com, or you can call 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. We were right in the middle of a story about Debbie, a caller that called in a couple weeks ago and then went and saw you, David. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a phone call, and then we'll get right back to the story.
But I got to just tell you, I just was talking to Layla outside, who is hosting the next show, Parenting the Addict Child. She's such a nice person.
Oh, she's amazing.
She is. She's out there waving me. Ow! Yeah, because she's like me. She's a humble person who's just into trying to do the right thing in life.
Where's my tabbouleh? Yeah, look at her.
She promised you tabbouleh?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm starving. I'm kidding. She's a doll. Great show coming up right after us. Right now, we're going to take Maria in L.A. Maria?
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. My question is, I'm thinking of planning on having children, first child in the next year or two, and should I wait to have liposuction until after I give birth, or should I have it before?
There's no real reason to wait. Liposuction, you should understand, my views are that it's there to target areas of genetic disproportion, so it's a balancing procedure. In every area, it really makes no difference in terms of having a child or not having a child or doing it before pregnancy or not. But the only area that it actually makes a difference in is if you're considering doing your abdomen.
That's That's the area.
Okay. So that is an area you ideally want to do before pregnancy and not after. The reason is that liposuction is, I can be more complete and I'll use the term aggressive when the skin tone is better and hasn't stretched out. So progressively, as the skin loses elasticity with pregnancy, I have to be more and more conservative. And then at some point, if it becomes too inelastic, liposuction might not be the way to approach it. So in general, lipo is better to do before pregnancy, and abdominoplasty or tummy tuck is better to do after pregnancy.
So how long after liposuction on the abdomen section should I wait before trying to get pregnant?
There's no reason to wait.
Oh, okay.
At all, actually. You know, days, you know, not a problem, because, you know, you're going to conceive and that's fine. I mean, you can conceive days later. There's no real reason why you can't conceive. And then by the time anything's really going on in terms of things becoming fuller, it's months later. But there's no reason to wait after liposuction to conceive.
Great.
Okay. So, you know, again, you know, I would tell you, go on the website, expertliposuction.com. There's a lot of information. There actually is a whole section called Area by Area, where I go through my approach to each area. And there's another section talking about pregnancy and the role of liposuction prior to it and the role of a tummy tuck procedure.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
all right,
Maria.
Thank you so much.
And if you have any other questions, you don't want to be on air, but you can call his office, leave a message, and the office will get right back to you. It's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Or you can log on to expertliposuction.com. Now, I want to hear the rest of the story.
Okay, so where did I leave off? I think I left off where she was at the office.
Well, no, she called in because she was having second thoughts. This Debbie, who is a caller of ours 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. came in to see you, and she had...
Well, very, very quickly, okay. She went and she was responding to an ad yes. in one of these papers advertising everything, Botox, fillers, Restylane, laser hair removal, liposuction, this and that, and went in for Botox and was basically kind of talked into liposuction. That's my understanding, and fairly hard, it was a hard sell. Went home, started having second thoughts about the procedure, called in, wanted to cancel her surgery, and they encouraged her to continue with it because the doctor is amazing and outstanding, has years of experience, and it's very difficult to get an appointment with him. And so she went through with it. And had smart liposuction done, which I think is an interesting technology. I personally do not find it offers any advantage, but I think one of the dangers of these newer procedures is that people think that it's because it's using a laser or it's so aggressively marketed that's a better way to do it. I mean, one of the things is just the name smart liposuction is very seductive. It's very alluring.
And if you use any other one, you're not as smart.
Yeah, that's a part I find offensive, that I don't do smart liposuction, but I'm an expert in this procedure.
Right.
I don't personally like it, but it's implying that you made a poorer choice.
Right. Right.
So that's why I do the show. I want to clarify these misunderstandings. So had smart liposuction done, the surgeon, and I don't know what he was board certified in, but he was not a board certified plastic surgeon, I believe, or a dermatologic surgeon, and was part of this vein clinic, did 11 hours of surgery on her. She told me it started at 7:30 and ended at 6:30 at night. Now, I got to tell you that I have done this for 14 years. I've done thousands of patients. My longest procedure is 2.5 hours. My longest procedure. Most of my procedures are between 1 and 2 hours, and I'm extremely complete. I'm as complete as can be, and I take my time with the procedure. But it is very, very rare for liposuction itself to go on longer than 2 hours, or be needed to be that long the surgery. So for 11 hours, he's in there trying to be as aggressive as he can be with smart liposuction, which is using a laser under the skin to heat the collagen up. And that's one of the alluring things. It says it tightens your skin, whereas traditional liposuction makes your skin looser. Well, that's not the truth. If it's done properly, liposuction, it makes your skin tighter. So basically, he's aggressively clearing the area out of fat. And it's one of the things I've talked about in terms of it being one of the poorest ways to approach liposuction. Every patient wants as much fat as can be removed as possible.
Right.
But I quickly tell them, you've got to trust me, I'm going to remove the correct amount. The goal is to get a beautiful result and to nail it the first time. You don't want to be too conservative. You do not want to be too aggressive. And as people get older, and Debbie, I believe, is in her late 40s or 50s, you want to be progressively more conservative, because the skin, if you're too aggressive, can pull back unevenly. Well, so he stripped her of that, and she has now basically extensive burns under her skin. Mm. The thin skin is fused to her muscle. And as much as I can typically do with revision work, it makes it impossible to make a great improvement. And what I would usually do is I would do fat transfer to build that area up. But you've got thin skin now fused to muscle. And not only is there what I would term cosmetic disfigurement, and quite severe cosmetic disfigurement, because her skin looks bright red 2 months later, but she's in quite severe pain to the point where she's really having a difficult time working. And this is a woman who I think is really a very warm, wonderful, trusting person. And her goal is not to just cause problems with things, but she doesn't know what to do. And my goal and my role is to try to care for her and guide her. So I'm referring to a pain doctor. And, you know, it brings up the whole idea about what she's going to do in terms of things. And she actually asked me about what she should do. But listen, we've got to finish up, and I want to continue with the story next week. I'm going to summarize it again because it brings up a lot of very important points, and there's a lot to learn from Debbie's experience, and she's so nice to allow me to share her experience on the air.
Absolutely, because I know it's not just her that's going through this. There are quite a few people that have had bad surgeries, whether it was liposuction or anything else. Please make sure you do your homework before you go in and see a surgeon. If you have any other questions for Dr. David Amron through the week or right now, you can call 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467, man. I'm never going to get the number.
Gilbert's cracked me up with that blues. Who's this, Gilbert?
It's Fathers and Sons, Mighty Waters.
You know, he's great.
Gilbert's pretty great.
We switched from Frank Sinatra to blues a few weeks ago, and I'm loving it.
I can't call him Gilbert anymore. It's Catfish, because I've seen him play, and he's great. And he gets up there with some of the most incredible musicians. You need to be doing that, too. Go to a blues jams, David.
Now I'm heading down to Newport to get on a boat and enjoy the cold weather.
Fantastic. But if you have any questions concerning liposuction, Dr. Amron also does fillers. He's fantastic at it, lasers, other things as well. So give his office a call. Talk to him. Have a complimentary consultation on us, 97.1. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Or log on to expertliposuction.com. This has been the Dr. David Amron Hour. I'm Carrie Kasem. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Get out to another man.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
How would you like to go to a Dodger game, see the Dodgers annihilate somebody, and complain about how long it takes for the inning to finish? Well, it could happen because you'd be sitting right next to Adam Carolla. Get down to the Parlor in Santa Monica at 1519 Wilshire Boulevard at 5 p.m. this Wednesday. That's because Leo Quinones and the Likettes are going to be signing you up for a chance to sniff the same air as Adam Carolla at Dodger Stadium. This chance at some personalized Ask Kiss Rodeo is powered by the Brown Nosers right here at 97.1 Chino Hills' FM Talk Station.